Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, let's set some expectations on this thing, man. The Texans, it is, and I hope the vibes are there for y'all. This is like a damn football Friday to me, man. The next time that we talk after this, the Texans will have finally played a football game. All of the excitement, and I was in for you, Seth, for a couple of days leading into training camp. And so the first day of training camp, Sean and I thought did a really good job of like getting people hyped for football being back. And so we've been hyped for a couple of weeks now about that. But today, well, I guess technically tomorrow, but, you know, over these last couple of days, we're actually getting football. We're going to get our first taste of Texans football. I think it's reasonable to try to set some kind of expectations, or at least to kind of talk this through of what is it, knowing that the guys that we really want to see play probably aren't going to play. Are we just kind of in this for the thrill of watching football, or can we actually set a standard for what we want to see this team accomplish in this game?
Yes. Okay. I am genuinely 100% excited to watch Davis Mills throw to Jaden Higgins and Jalen Nolan, Xavier Hutchinson, okay, and John Metchie and all that. Davis has looked good.
Yeah.
And it's versus the backups, yes, but also that's who he's going to be facing tomorrow. Tomorrow? Gosh, yeah, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow, yeah.
He's close. He looks like a reborn Johnny Utah out there. It's Davis Mills has formed a really nice connection with Jaden Higgins, and they've been doing some good things. For whatever weird reason, there's a certain segment of people that get angry when I point out that Davis Mills has been playing well. I'm not telling you that he's challenging CJ Stroud for his job or anything, but A, it's nice to have a backup quarterback, and B, it's also nice to sometimes trade a backup quarterback when the teams get desperate. And Davis is now a guy who's played in multiple different systems with multiple different coordinators. So he is, if he can keep sticking around and if he can put some good performances in the preseason and maybe in this system, or at least at this stage of his development, he's kind of taken another step forward, that he can be a valuable asset to either this team or as a trade piece somewhere down the road. But the big thing with Davis has always been, all right, we've seen it, you know, you see flashes of it or you see it in practice, but it's actually putting it together in the game. And sometimes it's the simple things that do him in. It's he'll make some impressive throws, but then some of the simple throws, he makes it more difficult than he should. But for whatever it's worth, I'm actually excited to watch Davis Mills in the preseason, because also I think you might see the best version of Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins. They've been working with him with Davis Mills, and they formed a relationship with him. So we might see some flashes out of those guys that you can get excited about as well. I'll be curious to see if Jaden Higgins plays a whole bunch in this preseason. I think Jalen Noel will, but Jaden Higgins has already taken a lot of reps with the ones.
Yeah.
And I wonder if maybe they start to feel like, okay, hey, let's treat him like a starter.
Well, but before we get to the young guys, like, who's got any problem with Davis Mills at this point? Like, who's got Mills beef at this point? I understood it when it seemed like the Texans were spinning their wheels at quarterback, and Davis Mills that one year was kind of just anointed the job. I think it was his second season.
Yeah.
And like, I understood the Yanks at that point. But Davis Mills in his current role as is, I think, is perfectly cast. He is totally unproblematic. Nice guy. I think a decent backup quarterback. I don't know. I don't get any kind of Mills resentment at this point.
It's people at this time of year, everybody's – some people just – they're tense, right? You're just waiting to see. And I see this all the time. I'll say something simple like, oh, you know, C.J. Stroud wasn't that accurate at practice today. The response is,
you don't believe in CJ Stroud?
Why are you flipping? Why are you so worried? What? It doesn't mean anything. It's just practice. I was like, all I said was he wasn't that accurate at practice.
Make sure you keep that same energy, Seth.
Yeah.
You're giving up on CJ Stroud. Right.
I didn't say that all of a sudden he's a bum of a quarterback or something.
I'm just saying,
like, yeah, he wasn't that accurate the last few days or whatever. And then
Same thing as
yesterday. I said, I thought that it wasn't an awesome practice by the offense. But if you dropped me in on yesterday's practice and I didn't know anything about a new offense or anything like that, I would have just thought, like, yeah, there were some good plays or some bad plays, but it didn't look like anything that I would be alarmed or nervous about. And the offensive line gave him some clean pockets. At other times, they didn't. I thought the offense looked a lot more functional yesterday. So with Davis, I think it's the opposite, where you say something nice about Davis Mills and people start to feel like, hey, well, wait a second. He also said that C.J. Stroud didn't look that good. What are you trying to say, Seth? I'm not trying to say a damn thing. I'm saying that there's reasons why C.J. Stroud hasn't been as good, and like very understandable and justifiable explanations for why this looks like an offense that's still learning how to run the offense versus a really good defense. With Davis Mills, I'm not trying to set any kind of high bar of expectations or anything. I think that Davis and the way that he's connected with some of these younger guys in the first couple weeks of camp, it gets me excited to potentially see some good stuff out of the rookies or Xavier Hutchinson or John Metchie and all these other guys.
I do wonder, this is kind of a side note here, but since we're talking about Davis Mills, I do wonder how much, if at all, people might have soured, Texans fans that is, might have soured on Davis Mills after a couple of years ago when the Texans, D'Amico Ryan specifically, when they had an opportunity to go to him as their backup quarterback as their starter when C.J. Stroud got hurt. I want to say it was the Jets game when he was concussed, and they went with Case Keenum. And so, like, if I don't know if that just, like, ruined the Davis Mills experience for him. Like, man, they don't even believe in this guy. I remember at the time thinking, like, damn, they don't even believe in this guy as the backup. Yeah. They're going to Case. Case is older than I am. Like, mm-hmm. what are we doing here?
Yeah, they brought in the Mills cat the next week.
They did. I forgot that. Yeah. So,
I can't remember what the order of events was. They tried to go with two quarterbacks, and I think
and two quarterbacks meant none. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been such a mess. Well, those 2 years especially were. There's been a lot of issues offensively, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that for Case, at this point, my thought for Case is that if he can be a functioning backup quarterback and a guy that's still been developing the last few years and hasn't had any kind of stability with his offensive coordinator.
Or Davis, you mean?
Oh, yeah, sorry. What did I say, Case?
You said, Case is a finished product.
I do wish the best for him this year if he does get some opportunities to play.
Shout out to Case.
I think really right now, for the immediate purposes, it's that going versus vanilla defenses in the preseason and going versus backups, I would much rather have Davis Mills throwing the ball to your young receivers that are trying to develop as well and trying to learn the NFL. I like having a veteran guy that's whatever he is in terms of ceiling or starting ability. You're going to get a better look for the young guys than you would if you put a rookie out there. If Graham Mertz were out there trying to figure it out, or Keaton Slovis, it's just not going to be as good for all the other guys on the offense.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This was D'Amico Ryans yesterday talking about workload for guys and playing the younger guys in this first preseason game.
We'll have a handful of guys who won't see action in the game. It'll be a mix. Everybody's kind of on their own plan, but we'll have a handful of guys who won't see time at all. Then we'll have a certain group of guys who are limited. So it's just a lot of different guys in different categories there, but you'll see most of our young guys playing versus the Vikings.
Yeah, so Seth, it's exciting for me at least, is just as a spectator, as an observer, to be following a team with a lot of good young players, right? Like, I think that is the fun part. It's like, even if they're going to hold out some of the key guys, and a lot of the key guys are young guys, it's a team full of young players. Like, I know they got their veteran leadership as well, but they've done a really good job over the last couple of years of at least getting some interesting rookies in here. So, I mean, they've got really fun, like, fringe position battles that'll be fun to watch. So, like, I think that even without some of the main guys, the fact that they're going to play young guys and you're going to kind of figure out what this depth chart, how this depth chart is going to play itself out, is going to be fun to watch. And also to see how they're organized as well as an offense, no matter who's out there playing it.
And there are a lot of backups on defense who could be starters elsewhere. And they're also guys who have played in the Texans defense already. So you get to watch those guys going up against J.J. McCarthy. And I think that J.J. McCarthy is going to play, but I think not necessarily behind a full complement of starting offensive players. So we might really get a nice little glimpse of, okay, what I hope to see is the Texans defense, probably with a whole lot of backups playing, just destroying the hopes and confidence of a young quarterback who's basically a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man. Dude, the Texans defense... And like, if some of you guys have been to the practices that have been made available to the public, but getting to see the Texans defense in live action, I think that's a great point by you, Seth. They've got some depth, particularly along the defensive line. I don't know if that's given enough credit. Obviously, people talk a lot about Will Anderson Jr., and they talk a lot about Danielle Hunter, but like Daryl Taylor and, you know, I know Derek Barnett hasn't been healthy, but like the fact that those are two guys that they got, the Danico Autry has not been healthy, but these are guys that they have as depth pieces. Dylan Horton, somebody that's a depth piece. Like it's a really deep position group. And like you mentioned, a bunch of guys that could also probably start for you elsewhere. I will say on the other side of the ball, I do hope, I understand Jaden Higgins has already run a lot with the ones and is probably penciled in already as a starter. It'd be nice to get a look at the shiny new toy, you know, like it'd be nice to get a look at him, not to put him in harm's way, but to just showcase a little bit. I'd like to get, you know, plenty of all of the Iowa. Give me all the Iowa statewide receivers. Give me Jaden Higgins.
Iowa State package.
Give me the Iowa State package. Give me Noel. Give me Higgins. Give me Hutchinson. Give me all of them.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would just get the old gang back together again. I think that for Higgins, there is a value to just actually going through the entire process and going by the game day schedule of an NFL team. I think for a lot of rookies, it's good to do all of that. And maybe he doesn't play a whole bunch, but you start to get comfortable with that process. You know, they did that at the scrimmage yesterday. They made it very game-like. They did TV timeouts, all of the little things that happen in the course of a series that you kind of just try to simulate the regular season game experience. And with Jaden, I think I feel really good about him. I know it hasn't been great for the passing offense this preseason so far. But it's his professionalism already. I think he's already there. He doesn't act like and operate like a rookie, but he's got length and he's got really good hands. And as long as CJ is, you know, once he gets comfortable and he's playing like the ball placement specialist, CJ's going to find Jaden Higgins. Jalen Noel, I think the Texans are going to find ways to use Jalen Noel, even if he isn't a starter, because they really like Christian Kirk. He's been the guy at slot all through training camp so far, and I think he's going to be the starter. But you can't watch the speed that Jalen Noel has and not think, okay, we got to figure out a way to get him on the field a few times at least.
Yeah, no, I've been saying it. He adds an element to the offense that I just don't feel like they've had. Obviously, Tank Dell is a different type of athlete. He's more of it's more of the suddenness and how he gets in and out of his breaks, where this guy is just, a burner, you know, and yeah. I don't know if they've had that in a really long time. Seth Payne's interview with his former teammate D'Amico Ryans, Texans head coach, was so damn good, we gonna play it again. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.